Joining us now on the phone is Sam from the Freedom Centre in Sheerness. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the Freedom Centre and what it does.
Okay, so we're a small charity based in Sheerness. The charity's been running about 30 years now, and we work with physical and learning disabilities, adults from 18 upwards. We provide social, therapeutic and educational activities.
Excellent. And so you have, you're open all week during the weekdays, is that?
Yep, Monday to Friday is the centre.
And how do you get funded?
So a majority of our members get funding through social services.
Yeah.
Or by referrals through their care managers.
Yeah, excellent. And you do some excellent work. Now, listen, we're not on speakerphone in the office, are we, at the moment, are we?
No, you're not. No, okay. You're not.
So I'm just going to let people know what's going on. You have nominated Stephanie and Nick Coleman for the Christmas giveaway dinner. They have no idea yet that they've won that, do they?
No, they have no idea.
So I'm gonna speak to Stephanie now and okay. Just ask her how nice the Freedom Centre does for her, and then
okay,
we'll tell her what's going on.
Okay, no problem. I'll just pass you over.
Hiya.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Don't be nervous. It's just me and you talking. All right.
Listen, all right, okay.
We're just doing something about the Freedom Centre, and you've been going to the Freedom Centre a while. How has it helped you?
Oh, my God. It's just given me a life. I had a stroke last year.
Yeah.
And I had one in May and then one in July. And to be honest, when I came out after that, I thought that was it for me. You know, I thought, well, you know, I don't know what the rest of my life's going to entail, really. Not a great deal.
So?
Horrendous social anxiety, among other things. And then it was really peculiar. I live very close to the Freedom Centre anyway,
yeah.
But I never knew what it was. And Sam just happened to put up a Facebook page that she'd just started for the Freedom Centre.
Yeah.
And I just noticed it, and I got chatting with her, and she was so approachable. I just found it so easy to talk to her. I just sort of clicked straight away, which is, for me, is very, very unusual.
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a lifesaver for you.
Yes,
100%. And you've got Christmas coming up. You've got Christmas with your family, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking forward to it? Is it a bit of a stressful time for you, Christmas?
It is definitely a stressful time, but the Freedom Centre give me an out.
Well.
Until today, they're closing.
Well, I need to stop you there because the Freedom Centre nominated you for a Christmas dinner to be supplied by O'Meara's, which is a full meat package, all the meat you'll need for Christmas, and a load of shopping from Tesco's. And Stephanie,
oh my God.
You have won that, so congratulations. And you've got Christmas dinner on Tesco's, O'Meara's, BRFM and the Freedom Centre.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
It's not a problem. We want you to have a really, really good Christmas.
I can't look at Sam. Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
It's not a problem. So I've got to tell you what is in. I'll tell you what's in the meat package. Where are we? Let's have a look. Karen will tell us. She's here. What's in the meat? Karen, come and speak to us. She's in a bit of a mess. It's quite emotional for us as well. We're all a little bit, because we've been looking forward to this, to telling you. So we've known. So what's in that meat?
Oh, it's fantastic. I can't believe it.
Here we go.
Appledore turkey. A lump of gammon.
Oh, yeah.
A lump of beef.
Wow.
A pizza blanket. And stuffing and goose fat and... I think cranberry as well.
And cranberry. So you've got everything. And Tesco's, we're going to go and get some stuff from Tesco's for you. What we'll do is we'll give you a call later today and we'll let you know when we're dropping it all off. All right, because we've got your address.
Lovely.
We've got all of that.
So
you need to thank Sam. She did all the work for you.
Oh, I will. Don't
she nominated.
Worry.
You know, we need to thank Neil McLennan from iCars who helped judge, and Councillor Cameron Baird. They both agreed that you were more than worthy. Stephanie, for you and your family,
thank you so much.
Really hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and I'll be meeting you in the next very shortly to at some stage to bring round all those bits and bobs with Karen. So we'll pop round and come and say hello. All right.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Stephanie, have a wonderful Christmas.
I think we will now.
Merry Christmas.